Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 54 million adults in the U.S. have arthritis. To talk about a plan to manage arthritis is Dr. Gretchen Seif. She's an associate professor of physical therapy in the College of Health Professions at MUSC. Dr. Seif, we're focusing on osteoarthritis in this interview. So from your vantage point as a physical therapist, what might a comprehensive plan look like for someone to manage arthritis day in and day out?
The first thing I want everyone to know that has osteoarthritis is there's hope to get past the pain. So while everyone doesn't have pain who has osteoarthritis, there are certain people that this is a very debilitating condition for. So with the physical therapist, we'll do things like manual therapy to help with the stiffness and the movement at the joints. We'll also teach the patient specific stretches. We'll also work with the patient on getting them set up on an aerobic exercise program. An aerobic exercise program is really important for this population because motion is lotion. We want to get those joints moving. Some patients do need anti-inflammatories to help manage part of the condition.
And what does exercise and movement look like? What's successful for people with osteoarthritis?
So in general, the literature is really clear, and what I see with my patients is the same. It's aerobic exercise. And that aerobic exercise can be something as simple as a walk, 15 to 20 minutes a day. The other advantage of exercise, especially aerobic exercise, is it helps with weight. And obesity is a risk factor for developing osteoarthritis. So just getting moving, helping to take the weight off a little bit can be really helpful.
You mentioned walking. What other exercises seem particularly good for people with osteoarthritis?
Because it affects the weight-bearing joints, water-based exercises can be really helpful. So swimming or water aerobics, if that's something that is interesting to the person, is a good thing to do.
Now tell us about the typical rule for a physical therapist who is helping to develop a plan for someone who has osteoarthritis.
So we'll do a full examination with the patient and we'll look at their overall health movement. And then from that point, then we'll develop a plan that's very specific and individualized for that patient. So it's going to be unique to each particular patient. So while we do see a patient maybe once, twice, maybe up to three times in a week, we'll probably see them over 4 to maybe 10 sessions total. It's really important that the patient then also follows up with their home exercise program and starts making the lifestyle changes necessary to include that exercise in their regular daily habits.
If people stick with exercise and maybe work with physical therapists from time to time, what can they expect over the long haul? How might a comprehensive plan like that impact their life?
It can help a lot. I've seen patients who went from not being able to play with their grandkids to playing with their grandkids again. I've seen patients who had trouble and difficulty just doing everyday tasks like shopping, going back to shopping. But I've also had patients who've gotten back to higher level activities.
What other things might be helpful dealing with pain and stiffness, sometimes from osteoarthritis?
So for some patients with persistent pain, educating them on the pain sciences, the actual neuroscience behind the pain, can be really helpful and has shown to have improvements in patients' functions when they just understand why they hurt. Things like cognitive therapy, meditation, relaxation can also be really helpful. Stress can be something that can increase a patient's pain, and so learning how to manage that can be really helpful.
Dr. Seif, thanks for providing this information about managing osteoarthritis.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.